and they run along the ground, and they live in holes in the ground, and they're brown. They have dark stripes down their back. Do you have a name for those?
I haven't seen it now. We got something here to call a mole, but he doesn't have that stripe.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've talked to everybody around, and they said y'all don't have any. I'm thinking about a chipmunk.
I think that's really amazing. They call them
ground squirrels, something like that. But they're just
cute
a bunch of them
up
around where we come from.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Well, now this is a good one. I know you got this one down here. What's an animal? It's black with a white stripe down its back, and it smells bad.
Pretty black.
That's
a polecat.
Polecat.
Now, some people, I generally call it a skunk, but I've heard polecat before.
If
someone said polecat, I'd know what they're talking about.
I call it a skunk, I call them polecat.
See the children all call them skunk, but I know what he means with polecat.
Your children call them skunks, and then by your first wife call them polecats?
Polecat.
She's sitting over here trying to tell everybody what everybody else is talking about. What do you call a little creature that he hops on the ground, and some of them live in the water, and some of them live on land? You know, you see them in trees sometimes, but like mostly you walk up to the pond or something, and they'll hear you come, they'll all jump in the water real quick like.
Well, that jump in the water is a bullfrog. Yeah.
Is there a different name for them if they live on land?
Well, he's a toad frog.
Well, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I call them, but some people just call them all frogs, but I call the ones that live on land toads and the ones that live in water frogs.
That's right. The ones that live in water, that's right.
Yeah. Do you have a name for a kind of frog that makes a chirping noise? You be sitting at night sometimes and you hear him chirping?
We call him a rain frog. You hear him hollering directly.
When you go fishing, what do you call those, any old worms you get to go fishing with?
Well, we get what they call a crawfish, but some folks call them crab. I call them crawfish. Bite you with his toe.
Sure will, and they go, you try and catch them, come in, and they'll back up real fast.
That's right.
With their tail.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do you ever use worms or stuff like that?
That's right. I use worms. They call them wigglers.
Wigglers. Have you ever seen those insects that they come at night and they flash on and off and you can see them?
That's right.
Yeah.
We call them light bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So do we. We try and catch them and, make them light up at night in a jar.
That's right. That's what we call them.
Light on. Never worked.
Oh, do you have a name for an insect? It's got a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds and lakes.
What do you call them?
Do you know what it is?
What is it, baby? You see them all around there with a pond there, pretty time.
Is that what you call them?
Skeeter hawk.
That's what happened. And like, I never heard of mosquito hawk before until I came down here. And now I always just call them dragonflies. Have you ever heard that? Have you heard it?
You don't tell a bull bat that.
Now that's a bird, I thought.
A bull bat, he fly and he catch mosquitoes and so forth.
Yeah, well, and I thought a bull bat was a type of bird.
Well, he looked like a bird. We call him bull bat.
Yeah.
But he catches insects.
Because I think I know what you're talking about, because I think I shot one time. Somebody said, what were you shooting? I said, I don't know. I just accidentally hit it. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud?
A date dog.
Date dog.
That's kind.
Date dog, that's right. You can take me when you hear that.
How about nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts ripen underground.
Yeah.